And you're very welcome along into the Fringe. It's John Keane in with you for Gemma this week. Now, a short show this week. And earlier on, Ollie and Tiffany had a chat with Carrie Crowley, who was starring in the brand new programme, of course, on TV called The Wall Sisters. Let's have a listen to what they had to say.
Hello, Carrie. How are you? Good to hear you.
Hello, Oliver. Oh, my God. It's so nice to hear you.
Wait, now, I hope I'm going to get the same reception. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Dipna. Well, you see, I know Ollie.
Oh, dear God. I tell you, so many memories came flooding back this morning when I heard we were going to be talking of different times and what have you. And poor Billy, God bless him, and Bob Houston.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, and some lovely times, too.
I think of so often when all sorts of things, good things happen, and I think, oh, God, Billy would love that.
I know,
he would love that.
Absolutely. Anyway. Lovely to talk to you. And listen, well done on the series.
Well, you've only seen two, or have you seen more?
We've only seen two. We are waiting with bated breath for the rest, and it is glorious, Carrie. Oh, my gosh, it's glorious.
Well, I think it's a really well-made, and a lot of that is down to Stephanie Prisner, who took Marion's books and then created a really compelling six-part series from the stories that Marion had. And she picked, okay, what's important here, what's not important, we can lose that and we keep that. But yeah, it is good, and I think it gets better. I think the first one was really good because you needed to draw people in.
Yeah.
And now we're moving into the therapy centre, and that's fascinating, and it becomes more fascinating every week. You get little bits more information, and anyway, I'm delighted people really are responding, which is great. You know, I'm on the bike and somebody says, oh, listen, what? We can't get over it. And it's this and it's this and it's this. And everybody has an opinion. But that's the nature of television drama. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion.
Now, speaking of drama, we're going to take ourselves into a certain hospital environment here where you're all sitting around and tensions are running high and you discover a secret.
Do you think you'll be ready for a wedding, though?
Yeah, surely you'll still be eating through a tube in 6 weeks.
What wedding?
They're engaged.
Who?
Aidan and Anna.
What?
Oh, come on. Now is not the time for one of your coordinated pranks.
Is this like the time you all pretended a Friday was a Saturday to get off school?
No.
I got engaged at the weekend.
Well, why didn't she say something?
It wasn't the right time.
That's for sure.
Oh, Mammy Walsh.
Walsh, can I just say, Mammy Walsh is an absolute battle axe, but she is also, in so many ways, with her good room, her good sitting room, she's the quintessential Irish Mammy, Carrie, isn't she?
She kind of is, but in a different time, you see. That's what's funny, because when Marion wrote the books, that would have been set back, whatever, 20, 30 years ago.
A really good point.
That type of Irish Mammy maybe doesn't exist as much nowadays, but it's still a Mammy that people recognise. Let's get this right, and let's show everybody the best side of our family, and we won't show the warts and the chaos, you know, until we have to. But a lot more chaos happens during the series. There are many chaotic moments, yeah.
So when did all the filming and everything, because obviously this is only hitting our screens now on RTE, when did the filming kind of start for this, Kerry?
I'd say it was spring into summer. Because I know some of the days were lovely days. So it was kind of moving in towards summertime. So they've just worked their butts off to edit it all in time for the, you know, the launch and the screening.
Wow.
It has been kind of fascinating. And we had a night in the IFI, the Irish Film Institute, a few weeks ago, where they had an invited audience of journalists, mainly, I think. We were all there. And to see it, the first episode with an audience, with a live audience, was really fascinating because we had all seen it ourselves, you know, a few of the episodes. But to see people react to it and laugh out loud and gasp and do all the things that people would do if they're at home. So it was really, really good for us to witness that and to get a sense that, okay, this is going to work. Because you never know. You can
and
never
that
be sure.
Is it. You never know, regardless of what you think. It's, as you say, it's what the public think and embrace it year and nay. But listen, you're working with Aidan Quinn as well, or got to work with Aidan Quinn on it. One of my all-time favourites.
Just a moment while I flutter my heart. He's a total honey. He is such a sweetheart. He is the most gorgeous man. And his wife Elizabeth came over a few times as well, and she's a darling. So, like, he was so lovely to work with. But what I found really interesting as well, he has two daughters. So to watch him negotiate the stories of the girls, but also the girls themselves in real life. Mm-hmm. And like, everybody has something that they come in one day and they go, oh God, I did blah, 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 blah. he's so caring, and he just has that very father, even though he's not old, but he has a very fatherly way about him.
He's got a wisdom.
The girls just adored him. I mean, he's just kind. He's very, very kind. And I loved him from day one, and we would just sit doing a few lines and stuff and having a laugh. He's amazing. And it's a real treat to work with somebody like him. And hopefully we'll be doing season two, and we'll get to work again, and we'll get even better stories. Who knows?
Without giving too many spoils, but I think a lot of people will understand and be familiar with the plot if they've read the books. Is it quite faithful to the books, Carrie?
I can't say.
Oh, you're so mean.
I can't say.
I enjoyed this.
Well,
either way,
we're going to enjoy it.
We are. And Carrie, that is not the only reason that you'll be gracing our screens, because you're doing gorgeous things with T.G. Carr at the moment as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And actually, Waterford will be very much a part of it. It's a series called Buildings Bio, reconstituting old buildings that had fallen into disrepair. But they're all, it's not like saying, oh, look at our beautiful drapes and our this, that and the other. It's about saying, let's give this back to the community to use. And it has been an eye opener to see how much people in rural communities, rural Ireland, because they're predominantly rural locations, care about the buildings that were part of their lives. And in Waterford, the one we've done is Mount Congreve, which is so beautiful. It is such a stunning location. I adored going down there all the time and meeting. And it was just so funny. One of my first days down, a gang of the older men who kind of would have worked for Ambrose Congreve in the grounds. And immediately it was like, oh, well, Carrie girl. And I just felt totally at home, instead of going to a place where I knew nobody and they didn't know me and we were shaking hands and introducing ourselves. Ah, well, Carrie, I remember your father well.
Pass the blas now.
Oh, no, it was great. It was lovely. There was something really nice
Absolutely.
About it. But also to see the work that has been done out there. Oh, it's a kind of a perfect location to go and have a bit of lunch or have a walk around the gardens or go into the shop there, because there's some beautiful stuff on sale in the shop as well. Anyway, I think it's a real success. And the other places then are gorgeous as well. Yeah, it runs up to Christmas Eve, I think. So it's 6 programmes up to Christmas
Great
Eve.
Stuff.
And I think, if I'm right, I think Mount Congreve is the 3rd. It's just so worth a look.
That's it from the show this week on The Fringe. Back again next week. And of course, if you want to hear that on the podcast, check out The Big Breakfast Plan. Of course, you'll find all of the details there as well. My